From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hi, this is Alan, VK4 Sierra November, the Remembrance Day Contest Manager. The last day for log submission is Sunday the 26th at 0300 Zulu. My internet service provider sometimes thinks that logs coming to me is spam and are blocked. So please make sure that if you've sent a log that your call sign is showing in the submitted logs link on vklogchecker.com. If not, please email me. Details are on the WIA Remembrance Day page. I also type up paper and attach logs to email and submit to vklogchecker.com. All operators will get an automated acknowledgement when submitted, and success or failure is actually shown on the screen when the log is submitted. Good luck. This is Alan, VK4, Sierra November.
Across Queensland from VK4 WIA, you're tuned to Q News. On the Sunshine Coast, it's relayed on 146.825 and 146.850 at 9 a.m. I'm Gordon, VK4 VP.
Transitioning from foundation amateur licence to a standard amateur licence. G'day, I'm David, VK4DN from the Bundaberg Amateur Radio Club. Now that you've got your foundation licence, congratulations. You can now experiment on a number of bands and frequencies and even operate in the world of digital modes. As you'd know by now, having your foundation licence gives you a number of privileges and allows you to make contact with friends locally and from all around the world. However, you can only legally operate at 10 watts of power and a limited number of amateur bands. Why not consider upgrading from your foundation call and sitting for your standard licence? It opens up more frequencies and even gives you up to 100 watts of power to play with. A lot of Australian amateurs rave about the 20-metre band, and rightly so. It's much quieter than many of the other lower bands and frequencies, and sometimes opens up when other bands are unusable. Foundation stations are not allowed to use the 20-metre band. A standard licence will also give you access to a portion of the 6-metre band as well. Once again, a favourite band for a lot of experienced amateur operators in Australia. The process of upgrading from foundation to standard is pretty straightforward and easy enough to do. You can find resources online that'll take you through the requirements, some practice exams. Personally, I found going from foundation to standard qualification was really not that difficult to do. In fact, from memory, I think I went from foundation to standard in only a couple of weeks. It was really not much of a jump to go from foundation to standard. The standard exam process comes in two sections, the theory exam and the regulation exam, and both exams are usually taken on the same day, and in both cases you'll need at least a 70% mark to pass. Now, upgrading from foundation to standard is definitely easy enough to do if you're willing to put in a little time to study and do some online practice exams. There are a number of web pages you can visit to do trial exams until you're confident enough to sit for your standard. For more information or to book your exams for the upgrade, contact your local amateur radio club. A list of amateur radio clubs in Australia can be found on the WIA website, www.wia.org.au. I strongly encourage you to look at upgrading your foundation call. Definitely worth doing, guys. Good luck and cheers from Bundaberg, VK4 Delta November.
Across Queensland from VK4 WIA, you are tuned to Q News, the state-based part of the WIA National News Service. In the Burdekin, Dalrymple and Hinchinbrook districts, plus the city of Townsville, the Q News transmission can be heard on the VK4 RAT VHF repeater immediately following the 9 a.m. WIA news every Sunday morning. On behalf of the Tark Inc. retransmit team, this is Lyndall, VK4 ZM.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4 ZPP, and I've been thinking. I hope that the people out and playing radios for the contest are getting many contacts and their spirits are holding up. One of the issues that gets thrown up from time to time is the growing amount of e-waste that our consumer society generates. There was a time when much of what is regarded as rubbish such as broken white goods and non-working electronics, were sought for parts that could be repurposed into other projects. Was many an electric motor from an old washing machine that found a new life driving a concrete mixer or woodworking machinery. It hardly needs to be said that the larger components from electronics were popular too. Tuning capacitors from broadcast radios were scavenged and put into crystal sets, or if they were from valve equipment, home constructors looked at reusing them in receivers, transmitters and antenna matching units, for instance. I know that there is still a cadre of enthusiastic builders who keep up the tradition, and especially those lucky enough to live in a local government area that conducts curbside collections every year or two. I see posts to group and pictures too of valuable pieces of gear from computing, industrial and home entertainment prior lives that have been saved from the recycler's skips. There is one YouTube creator who has a few years of presentations on items that he has rescued from the skips in the building where he works. Locally, I see volunteer groups with collection points for items which carry a bounty, like glass bottles and aluminium cans, and these groups not only make funds to sustain them, but contribute to the cleanliness of the local areas in which they operate. My question then becomes, what can we radio and electronics enthusiasts do to repurpose e-waste? When you consider the ubiquity of home computers and 20-year-old audio gear, there is a source of gold and other metals, if you want to go that route, or components and equipment that can be used as training and teaching aids. One of the big issues these days is that it is possible to come into amateur radio with simply a book learning background. Like many adult learners, I feel that when I construct something and apply the formulae and consider the design principles, the theory put into practice fixes the lessons in the memory. Teaching becomes learned knowledge, and the satisfaction comes with an item that was made and which works. From the humble wall wart, the computer power supply, to the old subwoofer with a good audio amplifier, there are things that can be learned by taking them apart, modifying them as needed, and putting the result to use in the shack. How much more exciting is the club class when the learner has a physical reward as well as completing a lesson on the whiteboard? What I'm suggesting is that for groups that have the basic resources of space to collect and sort e-waste, there are opportunities to enhance the things that they already do, save some good gear and make some money from the leftover, if possible. I'm Jeff Emery. And that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.